A suicide bomber disguised as a security officer struck the lobby of the UN Foods Agency's Pakistan headquarters today, killing five people, just one day after the new leader of the Pakistani Taliban vowed fresh assaults.
The blast raises questions as to how the bomber managed to evade tight security at the heavily fortified World Food Programme compound in the capital, Islamabad.
It could also hamper the work of the WFP and other aid agencies assisting Pakistanis displaced by army offensives against al-Qaeda and the Taliban in their strongholds close to the Afghan border.
Chris Altieri spoke with the WFP's information coordinator, Greg Barrow.
Well, the World Food Programme has been feeding around 10 million Pakistani civilians as part of its overall operations across the country. In particular, we had a very high-profile operation dealing with the food needs of the 2 million Pakistanis who were displaced by an upsurge in conflict in the Swat Valley region in the northwest of the country earlier this year.
Until you get the office back up and running there in Islamabad, how serious a blow is this to your ability really to function?
Well, this is an incident that strikes at the very heart of WFP's operations in Pakistan. So clearly it is going to have an impact on our ability to carry out our work in that country. Fortunately, many of our staff in Pakistan are working out in the field directly with the beneficiaries, so they will be a long way away from where this incident took place. But a lot of the coordination functions that are related to their work take place through the office in the capital, Islamabad, so it will have some impact on our work.